My name is Aldous Delvis. Basically, during the war, which was 39 to 45, somewhere, I think it was 1942 or 43, we were more concerned with the Russians than the Germans, because the Russians always would come and take people away at night and send them to salt mines and that kind of stuff. So then I think it was, so we got out of there to avoid, you know, the Russians. So it was 44. Yeah, in 44. Yeah, and this was Aussig. Jan is 12th. Yeah, so we ended up in Germany. I guess Aussig was the first place. Yeah. And it was just my mother and my sister and I. My father stayed behind. We went by train, I think. No, by boat and then by train. And we ended up somewhere on between Poland and, well, Aussig, I guess. I'm not sure where Aussig is now. I'd have to look on the map. That's where we ended up, I guess. And then we sort of traveled by, we had a little wagon with our belongings on it, and we just traveled on the roads during the war. And of course, we were being strafed by the Allies, as because the Germans used the roads for their military vehicles and stuff. And then we ended up, well, many places, but the worst part was we were in Ulm, and we got bombed there pretty badly, and we were in the, you know, in the shelter. When we came out, the whole city was ablaze, and there was a big bomb right in front of the shelter that didn't explode. Otherwise,
we wouldn't be here.
I got hit by a military vehicle. It damaged my ribs, I guess. But anyway, so then, like, our dad stayed behind, and he fought the Russians. Like, they had the undercover army, you know, to fight the Russians, because we didn't like the Russians, because they had taken a lot of our people to Siberia, whatever, to work in the mines and whatever, salt mines or whatever they had there. And so then after the war, we ended up in a displacement camp in Wiesbaden. There for, I think, a couple of years. And then we got transferred to Fulda. You heard Fulda? From there, of course, Dad found us. Like, he was able to escape later. But he joined us in Fulda. So, and I don't know what happened to Dad between the time we left in 44, and I think he joined us in 46 or 47. Well, it wasn't bad for the kids, though, you know, like, I think my mother used to go out to the farms around there to get extra food, and I can remember walking with her a few times to the nearest farm to get whatever, eggs and potatoes or whatever. But in the camp, you know, like, it was, the kids, we all got together. That's where I learned to speak Latvian, and I took my grade 1, 2, and 3 in the camp. And we had Latvian teachers in that, so that's where I learned, you know, how to read and write. I think Wiesbaden was American, and they were very good, you know. They give us candies and chewing gum, mostly chewing gum. That was the big thing, candies, chewing gum. And, you know, like, in the camp, that I think, like, it was, there was a lot of bombed-out buildings around there, but, you know, we had accommodation and something that wasn't bombed out. So the kids had lots of things to do, to explore the, you know, the ruins of the buildings. And I can remember playing soccer, you know. We played soccer there, and we had our scouts, you know, and stuff like that. So for the kids, it wasn't so bad. And I remember people were raising chickens in some of the buildings that were, you know, ruined and that. And we were chasing chickens around. And you know, that's about all I can remember, basically. But as far as, you know, like the different troops, we never really interacted with any, like, while we were traveling in Germany before the war ended, you know, we, like I said, we were going down the road and we ended in many different towns, eh? We even ended up in Auschwitz. Where is the, and we actually went through the process of, you go right, the gas chamber, you go left, you get a shower. We were lucky, we went through the showers, we didn't go through the gas chamber. That's all I remember from that part. And a lot of places, you know, like we went through cities and there was, you know, they were bombed and there was ruins and it was bad. It was a bad time. They wanted people to come out to Canada or Australia or wherever. And so we got selected to come to Alberta and work on the sugar beets in Lethbridge, just outside of Lethbridge. Leslie Alexa was his name, but actually the place was the nearest town or
Hamlet.
Post office or whatever, was Broxburn. So we came in, the trip over on the boat was, got sick a lot because it was very rocky, yeah. SS Samaria. I think it was Halifax. And then we came by train all the way across to Alberta. Well, you know, like, there's lots of forests, you know, because, you know, the train track was lots of forests. We saw some water, lakes, but and then we came in Lethbridge, and then the farmer came and picked us up. I think we ended up, it was just around my birthday, yeah. I think we probably landed here about the 30th of March. And then, I'm not sure exactly when we ended up in Lethbridge, but, you know, it took about, I think, 3 or 4 days by train to go from Halifax to... well, he had a few clothes and stuff like that. No, we didn't have very much. Well, I got some pictures of my...
Yeah,
that's better
than some.
You know, like, I mean, me as a kid, I just sort of tag along here, there, and everywhere. The neighbors, we didn't really interact with the neighbors, but he had a niece, Lapkovich, which we used to go to visit them. It was a farm, you know, like, I don't know how many kilometers away, but he used to drive us there and we'd go and visit that was his niece, but I mean, I guess, let's see, the farmers, it must have been his sister's farm, but I laughed a little, but I can't remember what the guy's name was. Well, yeah, I mean, the farmer had, you know, the farmer and his wife, but I remember his niece, because I got a picture of him. But, it is my pet that I'm trying to get rid of. I think it was something like 10 kilometers. Maybe at that time it was 10 miles.
Today, kids.
Once we got to Lethbridge, you know, once we left the farm and moved to the town, there was quite a few other Latvians in Lethbridge. And there was, I think, a minister that was actually conducting services in Latvia. Yes, we did have Sunday school. But that was once we moved to Redbeard, you know, like in Lethbridge. I was only in Lethbridge for 3 years. I took my grades 4, 5, and 6. When we were on a farm, I got bused to school. I started in grade 1, and then I took grade 1, 2, you know, I was learning to speak the language, and I took so many, you know, grades
together.
Yeah, together. So because I know when I got to Lethbridge, I started in grade 4, 5, and 6. So I guess 1, 2, and 3, I went through it out in the farm. And I remember, being bused to school and all that. And in those days, you know, the snow drifts down there in Lethbridge were huge. And there was times where you could almost drive a car over the drifts, and they got so hard because the wind was blowing so hard. It was really strange, yeah. And then, of course, a lot of times school bus wouldn't come because the roads were just impassable. But it wasn't a bad time. Yeah, we played softball in the grade school.
When did you start playing basketball?
Oh, basketball? Oh, that was in Redfield. There was a group, and, the parents, would get together and whatever, and us kids were playing around. Oh, when we were in Netflix, the Latvians got together, and it's a long story. We were in Lethbridge, I knew him in Lethbridge, and, of course, we lived on the north side of the tracks, north Lethbridge, and he was on the other side of the tracks. And literally, yeah. And actually, his father was a councilman in Lethbridge. Then, of course, we moved to Red Deer, and I didn't know, kind of lost track of him. And then when I went to university, he was going at the same time as I was. So I met him again at university. Engineering. Andy, he took engineering too. But he liked sports too much. He liked baseball and basketball, and so he kind of flunked out. And he continued going. University, and finally he ended up taking education. He didn't complete his engineering. And actually, he was going to teach my daughter math when she went to high school here in Strathcona. And that summer, he won the lottery. Of course, we spoke mostly Latin. While while we were still in Lethbridge, in Red Deer, like we left Lethbridge in, that was my grade 4, grade 5. And then, of course, my dad, once he finished working in the coal mine, he got a job in Red Deer, and he worked in the provincial training school, and he took training as a male nurse, so he got his male nurse's training, so he worked there until he retired. And of course he learned English, by working with you know, in the community, yeah. And my mother, she didn't really work. She kind of stayed home and looked after the kids and that. And she didn't speak that good English. But, you know, she could speak well enough. And there was also a Latin community in Red Deer. And I think one of the ladies, it was Salminas. Yeah. So I don't know, the daughter, the son too, but he died. He took engineering after moving. When mom was around and dad, they used to come up here to Edmonton. June 4th. Now I forgot already. See, the equinox, the 21st, June 21st, yeah. See, I'm thinking about July 4th, Canada Day, or July 1st, Canada Day, and U.S. Independence Day. Oh, yeah, so we, yeah, and like in Red Deer, I don't know. Burzins, because they see the parents have died now. Like Mark's dad, he was the minister, and we used to go to church, and like they were in Red Deer too. Like that's and then like Mark moved up to Edmonton, Lucinch moved up here, and his sister, who I went to high school with, she was in the same grade as me, she moved out east. I think she's either in Toronto now. And but Mark is still here in Edmonton. I think he's retired. He used to be a lawyer, but I think he's retired now. And although he might still be working, I don't know. We didn't have any problems really. It's like, you know, you live in the city like Lethbridge, and basically all your friends were Latvians, so you didn't really interface with the neighbors that much. The kids did, like if the family next door had kids, so we sometimes in school, yeah, you sort of got called BP. But the thing was, I was pretty good at sports, so like they always wanted me on their team. So sometimes if things went wrong, they'd call you a DP, but, you know, so the next day it was done. Like, it wasn't any kind of long-standing grudge or anything. So we tried to integrate, you know, in the community, and we're Canadians now, so we basically, and then I married a non-Latvian lady, and we had three daughters, and yeah, they they don't speak very much, a few words and stuff. Yeah, because like when we'd go to Red Deer and visit mother, and we'd talk Latvian, and they'd pick up a few words. But that was many years ago, because my mother died. Can't even remember now. That's bad, isn't it? I'd like to go, and I think my sister wants to go too, but she's got arthritis, and she's got bad back. So I don't know if she could travel. I'd like to go back, yeah, just to see the country. And we might still do it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Basically, like, Daugavpils, I don't remember at all. And I think we moved away to Tulsi quite soon after I was born. And all I remember where we lived, my grandfather had a house, and it was on a lake. There was a lake in Tulsi, and on the other side of the lake there was a hospital or sanatorium. And then I do have one relative that lives in the States, and that's about all I remember of Latvia, really. I'd say I'm Canadian. they'd probably say they're Canadian. Because, you know, we got citizenship certificates in the minimum of time, you know, the 5 years we have to do, so we got those right away.